Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. We continue to read the devotional series of Suffer Well, and that's what it's all about, suffering well for a wonderful creator and everything he does for us in his word. And his holy word, he gives us the confidence we need. If we trust in his word, we shouldn't have fear or anxiety in our lives. We should just have the confidence and the faith that knowing that he's taking care of us. So as we read today's devotional, we're going to start off with a scripture in 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11. And it says, then Asa cried out to Yahweh, his God, O Lord, no one but you can help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, for we trust in you alone. It is in your name that we have come against this vast horde. O Yahweh, you are our God. Do not let mere men prevail against you. So as we start off with that verse, we read now. How could victory not be celebrated even now? And the process, how can you consider any loss a mistake? The sovereignty of our Creator mandates that all battles are His. We proclaim the battle belongs to Yahweh, as it says in 1 Samuel 17:47. And I read that verse and it says, and everyone assembled here will know that Yahweh rescues His people, but not with the sword and the spear. This is Yahweh's battle, and He will give it to us. We call on Him King of the Universe, and we ascribe to Him a rightful title as I Am, yet we still have fear. We doubt as we wonder what more might be taken. We often think of Job as a courageous one, forgetting the most pivotal point or part of his story. He repented and praised Yahweh after his loss. Job 42 verses 5 and 6 says, I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes and show my repentance. Job declared in Job 1:21, Yahweh has given and Yahweh has taken away. The verse in the New Living Testament says, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. Yahweh gave me what I had, and Yahweh has taken away. Praise the name of Yahweh. The scriptures teach us that we lose, or what we lose is meant to be lost, and what we gain is only blessed if it comes according to the Creator's will. If we trust in Him for the battle, then we must accept that loss just as valuable and perfect as gain. Pruning often involves persecution, but even so, the battles we face are truly not ours to fight. If this is true, and it is, then no enemy can prevail against us. The pruning we experience as a result of the persecution is actually intended to quench the inner battle we fight against Yahweh. That's correct. Most of our pain, our minds, strife, is due to our struggle against our Creator, not our supposed enemies. With this new understanding, let us be confident with Him, take Him what He takes, and give Him what He gives. Have a grateful heart and mind, no matter the situation. He knows the best what is excess and what is not. If we are going to trust Him, we must go all the way. Anything less is merely lukewarm faith, and that makes our Creator nauseous. As it says in Revelation 3:16, but since you are lukewarm, like lukewarm water, neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. I say it all the time as we finish up this testimony. We must go to the extreme for our Creator and not hold back anything ever in trusting Him, in proclaiming Him. And that is our devotional today. And my question to you is to question your faith. And where is your faith? Are you living every moment going to the extreme for your Creator? Are you like Job in the midst of your troubles? Do your eyes get open and you see him and you're willing to repent? We have to understand it's only part of the flesh to fear man, but we need to be let our faith in Yahweh be stronger than our fear of man. That's it. We have to live on the faith that his word is true and he is truth. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence, what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. So many unbelievers I meet, or even so-called believers, the real make-believers, they have such a lack of faith, so they let anxiety and fear take over their life. But those that have the confidence and a trust in Yahweh walk around with joy and peace and comfort. It's not about how big their house is. I know homeless people that are more at peace than people with big mansions. I know people that don't have cars that have more joy in their lives than people that have the fanciest cars. Where is our faith and our trust, and who is it in? See, man measures their fruit by physical things, their money, their houses. But Yahweh measures the fruit by our faith. And that's what we need, to build our faith and just have this strong faith and not give up, knowing that he's fighting our battles. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is a gift of Yahweh, not by works, so that no one can boast. This great gift of faith is a gift from him that so many people refuse to open. He's given up the scriptures and he says, trust me. And my question to you today is, how many of you trust him? My question to myself every day is, do I and will I trust him? 2 Peter 1 verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Yeshua Messiah, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our Elohim, the Savior, Yeshua, Messiah. Every single one of us has the opportunity to experience this gift, just as Peter and everyone else in the scriptures had. Where are you going to take it? Are you going to open this gift and use it, or are you going to just put it on the side and continue to live in fear and anxiety and distrust like the average man lives? Or are you going to trust Yahweh and his word being true? Philippians 1:29 says, for to you it has been granted in Yeshua's sake. Not only do you believe in him, but also you suffer for his sake because you have faith. Faith supplied by the grace of Yahweh. That's what we need. Our only claim to get into the kingdom is not about our works, about what we did. It's about our faith and our trust in what Yeshua did for us. Romans 1:16 to 17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. The redemption that starts, continues, and finishes with the salvation only of those that are faithful throughout the persecution. Colossians 2:14 says, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, he set it aside, nailing it to the cross. And the call today is Mark 1:15. It says, the time has come, he says. The kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. And every single one of you watching today, that's my proclamation to you. Repent and believe in the good news. That's the heart of the message I give you every single day here. Repent and believe in the good news. Repent is a mind change. It's not something that stops in the mind. The mind begins it and our actions follow. And you need to ask yourself, are you following our Creator? Are you following his words? Don't tell me you repented, but you still practice sin daily. Don't tell me you repented, but you still live in fear. Don't tell me you repented, but you have no joy in your life. If you repent and you trust in him, the things of man will leave you alone. The enemy will leave you alone. He will flee, it says in the word, when you trust in Yahweh and follow Yahweh's word. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please Yahweh, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Earnestly, completely, not half-hearted. There's no neutrality with our Creator, your forum, or against him. He doesn't want anything to do with the lukewarm. James 1 verses 6 and 7 says, but he must ask in faith without doubting, and I say it again, without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not be expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. We have everything we need from him, and he takes care of us and our steps always. but we have to step out of our comfort zone of our flesh, and we have to ask him to circumcise our heart, just like Abraham did when Yahweh told him to follow me, and he did. We must do the same thing. Hebrews 11, 8, and 9 says, by faith that Abraham obeyed Yahweh and called him to leave his home and go to another land and would give him his inheritance. He went out without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land that Yahweh promised him, he lived there by faith. For he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. We look at Noah by faith. It says in Hebrews 11, 7, when he warned things not seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. But his faith condemned the world. He condemned the world and became a hire of the righteousness that is in keeping faith. We look at Moses. It says in Hebrews 11, 24 to 26, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of Yahweh rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded his disgrace for the sake of Yeshua as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead for his reward. Hallelujah. Where is your faith today? Where is your faith today? If we have faith in Yahweh, we understand that he hears us. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says we live by faith, not by sight. Matthew 19, 26 says Yeshua looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh things are possible. All things are possible. Isaiah 65, 24 said, before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear. And it's not only us hearing. It's not only us seeing. It's not only us experiencing, but it's us believing in the unseen. It's us trusting the things we don't hear. It's us doing the things we don't see. That's where the faith comes in. That's where it comes in. But then there are so many people that have such little faith. Matthew 17, verse 20 says, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if your faith is small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. But how many people are doing things today that are not getting the results that Yahweh wants in their lives because they're not following his word? They're not trusting his word. And I tell you again, the gift of the Holy Spirit will make us feel good about doing his word and will stir us up and make us feel bad about not keeping his word. And so many people today are living in fear. They're not living by the Spirit. Psalms 46:10 says we need to slow down, be still, and know that I am Yahweh. That's what we need to know. I will be exalted among the heathen and I will be exalted in the earth. Hebrews 4:10 says, for anyone who enters Yahweh's rest also rests from their works, just as Yahweh did from his works. Psalm 62:5 says, yes, my soul finds rest in Yahweh, and my hope comes from him. And I tell you today to trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge him not in some of your ways, but all your ways, and let him direct your paths. Wisdom 3, verses 5 and 6. That's what we have to understand. Even through the trials and the valleys, not just on the peaks, we must understand Yahweh's with us, taking us, holding us. You might say, Paul, you repeat the same thing every day. You talk about faith and trust and joy because that's what the words of our Creator tells us to do. Every single day to believe in him, to experience his joy, and to never give up the faith in him and to go to the extreme to please him. The joy that comes along with that. And that radiates in love. It's no anger, fear, or upsetness. No, it radiates in love. No matter what the message is, people that understand Yahweh will just see love coming from his holy words. But people of the world, people of the enemy, people that choose Satan's side will just see, think different things come. You hear the same words. You hear the same words, but you see it different. Those that understand Yahweh and what Yeshua did for us hear love and they see love. Even in the condemnation or the persecution and everything, they see love. In the judgment, they see the love. But on the other side, you see the people that are stuck in Satan's world and Satan's kingdom. They hear the same exact words about sinning and about repentance and all this. And they get upset and riled up. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 9 says, in all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Yeshua, our Messiah, is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. It started with the redemption and it continues to the salvation. Hallelujah. We must deny the flesh and ask him to circumcise our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In every situation, we must have faith and trust him. Have faith and trust him. Job 13:15 says, though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. And Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out and Yahweh hears them and he delivers them from all their troubles. Romans 10:17 says, so then by faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word was given to encourage us at these times where the enemy tries to make us distrust our creator. Yahweh says to slow down and to trust me, to be still and know that I am your king, that I will take care of you, that you serve a different kingdom. You're a citizen of a different world, and I'm not going to let you go void. I am not going to let you be discouraged. I will take care of you. Isaiah 54 verse 4 says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not be fear. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. 2 Timothy 1 and 2 says, for this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and my confidence that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. And Psalms 25:3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come to those who are treacherous without cause. And that was all of us. Every single one of us was a wicked sinner, not just a sinner, but a wicked sinner. Somebody that didn't even care or think about Yahweh. But now we still mess up. We no longer make a practice out of sin. We hate sin. Even though we might commit a sin, it doesn't sit well with us. The Holy Spirit inside us just doesn't want anything to do with that. We, instead of running from the fear of man, we decide to run from sin. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up, you do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness, in the streams, in the wasteland. That we would be a new creation. A new creation. Understand and trust and have faith in Luke 1:37 that says, for no word from Yahweh will ever fail. No word. And we have to understand the word. And the word, what it says. He's going to give us what he promised us. He's going to give us what he promised us. And he told us he would bless us abundantly, giving us everything we need according to his word. According to his word. In Deuteronomy 33:4, it says, and when you and your children return to Yahweh Elohim and obey with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I command you today, then Yahweh will restore your fortunes and have compassion and gather you again from all the nations where he has scattered you. You must submit to him. And trust in him with all your heart and not lean on your own ways and your own thoughts. Trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him. He's our refuge, Psalm 62:8. He's our refuge. Is he your refuge today? You need to ask yourself, is he your refuge? How do you hear the words out of my mouth? How do you hear the words out of my mouth right now? Do you hear love or do you hear judgment? Do you hear judgment to lift you up or tear you down? John 13:7, Yeshua replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Romans 8:28 says, and now we know that in all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And I tell you today again, just be still and know that he is a wonderful creator. And he wants the best for us. And fear and anxiety shouldn't be any part of the best that he wants for us. We could look at fear two ways and think of two things. F-E-A-R. Two ways we can look at fear. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. That's the choice you have today. But understand that fear is not something that the enemy is bringing upon us. It's something our mind brings upon us. And we could change that by putting a mind on our Creator and not the lie that the enemy wants us to believe. It's in our Creator we must put our trust in Him and trust Him always. And I understand, to those of you that are out there that contact me, a lot of you are going through it right now. A lot of you are going through tough times and struggles, and you don't comprehend how you're going to make it, because it just seems like there's no way out. There's no answer. There's no hope. Some of you doctors have given you death sentences with your diseases. Some of you, the banks keep calling you up for that money. Some of you are having struggles in your relationships and your marriage. Some of you, your children, they don't want to even be around you. And, you know, there's just so much even worse in this world. Children getting kidnapped. People getting these diseases. The government trying to drug us up with these poison vaccines and everything else. And, you know, and not just these extreme cases, even a simple case of somebody not having enough money for food, somebody's electricity being out because they couldn't pay their bill. People on the street homeless because they don't have a place to live. There's nothing too extreme in terms of the sorrows and the persecutions that we can go through and we do go through daily. But the refining of us. And He takes us through that fire, and us trusting and knowing He's on the other side and trusting Him takes away that fear and anxiety during those times. He wants us to be in joy all the time. He doesn't want our enemy to take that fear away. It says in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The real fruits of the work are peace, no matter what, peace through the trials. John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave you with, and peace I give you. I do not give it to you to this world as the world gives. So let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Romans 8:15, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and not be afraid." Romans 8:15 says this, and that was John 14:27. Romans 8:15 says, "The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought you about your adoption to the sonship, and by Him cry, Abba, Father," cry to Him. How many of you are crying to Him today? As it says in the scriptures, "Be still and know that He is Yahweh." Exodus 14:14 says, "Yahweh will fight for you. You need only to be still." And it's such a difficult thing for us to do today, to be still. But remember what it says. Remember what it says, these two verses here, Matthew 19:26, Yeshua looked at them and says, "With man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." And Leviticus 26:12 says, "I will walk among you, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people." We are His people. We are His people. We need to be bold as a lion and not run. It says the wicked flee, all one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion in Proverbs 28:1. And I love the psalm, the song from Psalms 34. And Psalms 34 verse 4 says, "I sought Yahweh and He answered me and He delivered me from all my fears." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray upon Him today to deliver you from all your fears, from everything. And don't let me sound like I figured it all out. And don't let me sound like I'm confident and overconfident and everything else. Because I'm just a human. And I've dealt with so much. But I know what I've overcome. And I know where I've been. And I know where I'm going. I understand my weaknesses. I understand the strong parts. But I understand and I see Yahweh's word. And I put my faith not in my own power, but in Yahweh's holy word. And He answers prayers. He answers prayers. Hallelujah. Never stop praying. He answers prayers. Never stop praying. It says in Psalms 55, 1 verse 8, "Listen to my prayer, O Yahweh. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am in distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down the suffering on me. And in their anger, my heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, 'Oh, that I have wings of a dove.'" I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee away and stay in a desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest of the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and preparation, that thanksgiving present yourselves, your request to Yahweh, and yourselves in a request to Yahweh, and the peace of Yahweh, and all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Yeshua Messiah. And 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8 says, cast all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour someone. But we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let that happen, because we cry out to him and he answers us. It says in Psalm 30, verse 5, for his anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoice comes in the morning. And it's that scripture, that verse, that pulled me through my toughest days, my toughest times. As I didn't know my future and I didn't know what was going to happen, I held on to that verse. Weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. Hallelujah. And the joy feels so good. So good. And I leave you today with Psalms 94, 17 to 19. If Yahweh has not been my help, my soul would soon have dwelt in the abode of silence. If I should say my foot has slipped, your loving kindness, O Yahweh, will hold me up. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. Father, I thank you so much for the people you put in my life, the situations you allow to happen for me to go through to just build me up and make me the person I've become today. I pray that others that I know, and those even that I don't know, would come to know you and have their eyes opened, and people could experience your comfort and your love and the joy that comes with knowing you, Father. Father, I just continue to ask you to help me and help others. Not to have fear, but to live in your trust and to rest in you, Father. I thank you so much for your loving touch and give me this peace, and to continue to help me, Father, and to trust and to love, and continue to teach me not just about love, but to be loved and to experience it and to give it. Thank you, Father, for this holy day that you have made. This is the day you have made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Help me be like Job, to esteem the words of your mouth more than my necessary food, where your life would be more important. Your words would be more important than my life. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. That is our devotional today. I pray that someone and everyone can be blessed by hearing it. Have a wonderful, blessed day, everybody. Yahweh's with you. He has you. And may you just experience the peace and the joy that comes along with that. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Damn.